are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to move the forecast to after Alex Marvez, so we're going to get into the mailbag now. Gibbs, what do we got?
Let's see. Question number one. Tim Hasselbeck said on NFL Live today that the Browns have the worst perimeter players and running back groups in the NFL. This is from Greg Spence Jr. What say you, Nathan Zagura?
The worst perimeter players and running back group in the NFL?
Yes. Tim Hasselbeck said this.
I think until the receivers show something, he could – they're in the conversation. In terms of the worst running back group in the NFL, I don't think that the Browns necessarily have the household names, but I do not think they have the worst running back group in the NFL.
I think – I don't even know how he would get that. Why would Tim Hasselbeck think that?
Well, because Isaiah Crowell, you know, when you look at Isaiah Crowell, he's not necessarily a household name. Terrence West is not. And you bring in, of course, Duke Johnson, who we all like, but doesn't have necessarily the national acclaim. I think that you look at Tampa Bay, Doug Martin, Bobby Rainey, Mike James, I'd rather have ours. Tennessee, Bishop Sankey, David Cobb, Sean Green, I'd rather have ours. The Raiders, Trent Richardson, Roy Helu, and Latavius Murray, I'd rather have ours. I think we're definitely better than the Patriots right now. The Jaguars, Cardinals,
so.
Cowboys. I think the Browns running backs are certainly, you know, are solid.
That's one area that I'm not as concerned about as I am others.
No. Let me put it that way. I think that they have an opportunity to be a top half running back group in the National Football League.
All right. Greg, also with a follow-up question, a couple good ones from him today. Who's the number three DB, Gilbert or Kaywan Williams, and who starts at right guard game one?
Right guard game one is going to be Cam Irving, I believe. Yep. And the question about Kaywan Williams was?
Who's the number three DB, Gilbert or Kaywan?
Kaywan Williams will be the starting nickel, I think, for this team. They obviously would love Justin Gilbert to become that guy, but who moves inside there? Remember, it's a slightly different skill set, and I think Kaywan Williams right now is locked in right now as that nickel corner.
Well, and I think that they want to spend a lot more time getting Gilbert ready to play outside in case they've got to move Hayden inside. Notice, you know, Joe did tell us during minicamp that he was working a lot more inside because that's what teams were doing last year. They took Antonio Brown or they took other receivers, A.J. Green, for example, and moved him into the slot because Hayden couldn't cover him in there.
Well, and I think Hayden's could move in there, and also gives you, if you end up going with either Gilbert or Pierre Desir and Tremont Williams, it gives you a lot more size on the outside to match up with some of those teams that will bring in, you know, some of those giants at you.
Another question today from Roberto. What is going to be a move we didn't make this offseason that we are going to regret?
That's a very good question. I think, you know, I still think getting Doriel Green Beckham would have been a nice move. I think you could have maybe gotten a Nate Orchard traded back into the second round with all those picks and gotten a Nate Orchard as well as Doriel Green Beckham. But I think not getting that one dominant game-changing receiver, I think, is going to be a move that the Browns wish that they had made. Or getting passing on Max Williams, who I think is going to be very good for the Baltimore Ravens, unfortunately.
Yeah, I like that as well. Dave, final question for this segment. Dave asks us, how close are Johnny Manziel, Thady Lou, and Connor Shaw?
Not close at all. Johnny Manziel is clearly the number two right now. Thady Lou, Connor Shaw battling for number three. I think ultimately it will be Connor Shaw as the number three, but not even close right now.
No Connor Shaw?
What?
What about Connor Shaw and Thady Lou?
No, I like Connor Shaw to make the team. I think Connor Shaw makes the team, goes on the practice squad. I think Thaddeus Lewis does not.
Wow. No chance they take four QBs?
Four QBs?
Come on now. It's the Browns.
Come on now? No. Absolutely not.
Why can't I play devil's advocate?
You can play whatever advocate you want all day long. You can advocate until you're blue in the face, Gibbs, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm surprised to hear you say that there is no competition for the number two.
Zero.
Really?
Zero, I believe.
Just some NBA news coming across just literally 2 minutes ago. ESPN sources tell Brian Windhorst and Mark Stein The Cavs and Tristan Thompson nearing an agreement on a deal that will pay the restricted free agent in excess of $80 million.
That's absurd.
For a guy that averaged about 4 points a game.
It's completely absurd. I mean, it's totally absurd. And that's LeBron getting his guy. LeBron wasn't going to sign until then. $80 million? I hope it's like an eight-year deal.
$80 million. So the Wendy and Mark Stein saying the Cavs and Tristan Thompson nearing an agreement on a deal that will pay the restricted free agent in excess of $80 million.
Jeez.
Goodness. The money is free-flowing. Pulling the bank truck up to the queue right now.
I mean, it's that scares me.
It does, because I don't know how much money the Cavs are going to have left to sign anybody.
I don't know either, but it certainly scares me.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
I agree.
Anyway, when we come back, Alex Marvez will be with us to talk about the latest rumblings around the National Football League, his take on the Cleveland Browns offseason, what you can expect from this team. That's coming up when we return here on CBD.